I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
We kind of feel wrong over here.
I know you walked in and you gave me you're a bit sour walking in when you saw that you were sitting on the other side.
I never sat over this side ever in the studio.
But it's because it's a new studio setup, but you're sitting on that side now. So for context, anyone listening, we're kind of the studio's done up a bit more and we usually are very particular about where we sit. And I was sitting in the seat when Julie came in. And let me tell you, she came in with a feckin' head in her. You did?
Because I was like, what are you doing sitting in my seat?
Yeah.
And you were like, that's not your seat, it's my seat. I always sit here. I was like, you never sit that side of the studio. It's always me.
Because it's done up differently.
Yeah, it looks weird.
And then
you're nice.
I was like, do you want, then we were half tiff with each other. I was like, do you want me to sit over there? She's like, no, I'm fine. Barely even looking at me.
I'm fine, girl.
I'm fine. Anyway, we didn't fight this morning at all when we were on Ireland AM.
It all went so quick.
It went so quick. So we're on Ireland AM this morning promoting our Cork Podcast Festival show on the 6th of January. Oh, 6th of January! I was just about to say you got it right because when they asked you, Mirren and Tommy, I was like, oh my God, they were going asking her. It was like,
I looked at you.
It was like a Father Dougal moment. Yeah. I was like, Father Ted. And you were Dougal. I was like, what is she going to say? She goes, yeah. Oh, we've got it on the September. I was like, oh my God, 6th. I was so proud of you.
But then they were like, and where can you get the tickets? I was like, I looked at you. I was like, but in here, CorkOperaHouse.ie. I know what I was saying. At the Cork Podcast Festival website. I know what, you know me now, technology. I'm like, no.
I saw the head looking at me, all right, but we did all right.
And you looked back at me as I was saying, like, well, I keep going. I was like, you know me now with this kind of stuff.
I was. Well, listen, you had enough frontage anyway.
But you know what my thing is, right? So for anybody that didn't see Ireland AM,
shame on you.
This morning, my boobs, right? They're not normal. One goes west and the other one goes east. So my boobs went this way, right? One was over by the cameraman, the other one was over by the two presenters. What are they? Presenters or producers?
Presenters.
Yeah. Over there. Big huge gap in my feckin' dress. I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't suck in because if I was sucking the stomach in then, the chest part of the dress was opening even more. I was like, nah. I looked uncomfortable sitting there because I was like, my boobs are everywhere.
We'll have to watch back. But you did, in the room this morning, you came out and you said, can you see the bra in this? No, you could see the bra. You were better off taking the bra off.
That was in the bedroom this morning before we left the hotel. I said to Brenda, I had a nude bra and I was like, and because the dress was yellow, I was like, is it all right, the nude bra with the yellow dress? And you were like, no, take it off. So I took it off. But sure, Jesus, Betty and Biddy went to, one was down in Cork and the other one was down in Dublin. They just go west and east.
What you doing? You have a grand set of boobs.
They're tucked into my socks.
But I'm saying everything you've gone through and everything, your body, we'll say, giving birth to the twins and everything. And I mean, you have a great set of boobs.
Oh, they're saggy.
I don't think they are at all. I actually thought they were much perkier than you let on. Because that's the first time now I've seen them like that.
Did you not see the gap in the dress over it?
But come here, we all have a bit of a gap.
A girl actually said, because I came on my Instagram stories, I was like, oh my God, girls, look at my chest, like it's all open, whatever. And she bought this thing on one of these apps, you know, the fast fashion apps, whatever you call them. It's like a gun and you staple something, like, I don't know, it's like a bit of plastic or something that comes out. It's like a pin and it closes up all the top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, €6.
Oh, that's right.
So
cool,
I have that
it?
In my cart there now, so I'm going to purchase that later.
Cart. I did offer you tape, all right, because I had tip tape.
I don't know how to use tip tape.
Very good. There's a crowded perky pair if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
Very good. And it would lift the biggest boobs going now because I have nothing. I have only nipples. But very handy as well because you put on the nipple cover. So if you're going topless or whatever, you don't see the nipples.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Yeah. Very good for lifting the boobs. Very good.
But taking them off? Oh, I can't.
Sore, but you know what? Do you know the way we'd be on a night out before? No, they wouldn't be looking at me enough. But you know the way we'd be on a night out before? And if you had a low cut top and you'd be seen with the men, look down. No, they wouldn't be looking at me at all. But and if you had the, do you know the way men try not to be looking down at
I
boobs,
know, yeah.
And then they look down. Yeah. Or do you know if you're going out with a fella and if some girl came and she had a grand set of knockers, or even if they were fake and if he looked down and you were like, you're fucking dead for that anyway.
You're dead. Yeah.
But anyway, do you know the intrusive thoughts I get anyway? Yeah. So when you were gone, starting out your boobs and the makeup, Tommy and Mirren came out.
Yeah.
And Mirren came over saying, hi to you. I'd met Tommy before because I was on the show before. But we were chatting away and I was like, oh, Julie's in getting her makeup done. And I said, yeah, as well. She's getting her boobs started as well. Because I said, she's no bran. I started telling you've no bran. Tommy just looked at her and goes, yeah. So she's no bran. No, she's no bran. Mirren even said, I'll get her a bra. She goes, I have a bra. I'll give her a bra. You knew none of this before we went out. I was telling them all you'd know Brad. I was roaring it around the place, the green room. Roaring. I couldn't stop. She's no Bran. I couldn't help myself. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
What were they saying?
You see, I suppose I was a bit nervous and stuff. Yeah. He was just looking at me.
So make a fool out of me.
Yeah. But it was like, she's no Bran now. And like, I just couldn't. And then I was like, will I tell her before we go on? But I was like, I'll tell her during the podcast. Yeah. Do you know the way stupid stuff comes out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was wondering, was he looking down your tits?
I can't. Well, it wasn't half fucking obvious.
Well, come here, the whole couple of 100,000 saw them. But it was a nice look. It was a sexy summer look.
But sure, what was I meant to fucking do? Put them in my pocket.
I thought you were way better off with the bra, because you would look cheap if you had the bra sticking out.
Yeah, I know. I could have just changed the dress.
I know, but the other one was too flowery then. The other one was a bit much then.
It was a bit much.
You know,
it?
You'd have been a bit much now for the morning. Yeah, you would have been much for the morning. But listen, it was a lot. And we didn't fight beforehand or anything.
No, I think it was all so rushed.
It was all rushed. There was one or two things, all right, that I said. I was like, what are you actually on about? Do you know, you were talking about that story.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Julie, shut up. And yeah. I just, the more I was telling myself shut, the more I was going on and on and on. I was like, and in my head I was like, will you ever shut up telling this story?
And then there's a story I should no way have told, and my lips were going like, yeah, they were, and I was dying to tell us. What is that about?
It's so weird. It's just nerves.
Yeah.
It's nerves, and you don't want any awkward silence like me saying, yeah, Brenda's older than me.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you said that. And sure, then I said I was going to get the two pensions.
Yeah, because you were like,
I've never said that in my life. I've never even thought of that in my life, that I'm in the UK to get another pension, the Irish pension. Yeah.
What? And I was like, oh, I was like, nah. Get me off this couch.
We had a good time, didn't we?
And they're so lovely, the two of them. Oh my really God, enjoyed that chat.
Yeah, I'd never met Mirren, no, but what a lady. She was fabulous.
So sound.
And
so
stunning.
Stunning.
Like,
stunning.
When they say she's a stunning girl, in you, but in person, then
in
even.
Real life.
Because I think she was so sound.
Yeah, I really like her now.
Look, Tommy, if you're listening, you are a babe.
Oh, fucking
He's hot, isn't he?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but nice too.
Sound, nice too.
Nice Calvin Klein boxers as well.
Yeah, but come here, moving on from that, Ireland AM, to your Saturday morning running.
Oh, yeah, the Fast and the Curious Run Club. Oh, what a laugh. No, I was raging before it. The nerves and everything. We'd been on to each other.
Yeah.
And I'd been out the night before. I was at Stevie Nicks and I was coming home and I was fuming over the club. I was enjoying Stevie Nicks and I was like dancing around, enjoying the music, and every few minutes and I'm like, that fucking thing now in the morning. Because of my anxiety.
I know.
Anything I set up like that, I'm like, it's like if I like did any bit of an event. Or, like,
it's like the live shows. I remember the Cork International, one of the shows, we could hear them all downstairs and everybody was sending us videos of the queue and we were like, will they ever go home? We don't want to go down, because like that we were so scared. But sure, then once you do it, I'm sure it was a success.
Delighted. I suppose when I was going that morning, then I was walking up, I said I'd go up and have a coffee and a croissant like half an hour before it anyway, and you see the mortification then the walking up and would there be anyone there, and sure you've that as well. You're so, because so many people like our shows. So many people say they'll come, and then there's a drop off rate of always. They say 20%. So when I was walking up, I could see the first girl coming. She was a lovely girl, Yvonne. And even, do you know what? I was like, even if two come, that's a group, because it's a pairing if it's two. So I was like, it's a group if there's three of us there. But then another few girls came, another guy came, Evan. So we'd seven altogether. And I'm happy with that, because I know there was friends who said they'd come and they couldn't make it. But as soon as they came, I was actually Googling the stretches in the morning.
Put your palm out there.
What? Jesus Christ, is you going to read my palm? Some little fly. Jesus Christ. How long was it there?
I just seen it there.
How long was it? Because flies don't really stay on you.
Oh, no. Jesus.
He just wants to join the running group. That's what him there. Yeah. Next Saturday week. Jesus. So they arrived anyway, but it was so funny because I was like, oh feck, I better like get them to do some stretches before. I don't even stretch before a marathon.
Yeah.
So I was Googling the stretches, Googling them, right? So I was like, we'll do the arms.
With the group. Googling.
No, this is in Pride and Pret. Oh, I was Googling the stretches. Yeah. I think you were after texting me a lovely message. You were. I'm so proud of you. I was like, oh, thanks so much. But I really felt like, oh, will she ever fuck off?
I don't know. But I wanted to be there, but I know. I had something the night
before. We'll come to another one now soon. So I was like, look, I was like, surely I'll do something with the arms. So I did the circle arms. I was Googling that, and that's easy. And then there was like the lunge stretch. And then there was like, do you know the one you catch your leg and you stand on one leg and pull it up behind your arms?
Oh, yeah.
They're all different names. So I was like, I'll do those three and we'll kind of jump up and down and I'll get away with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, I said I'd do an intro. Basically, I asked them all who's ran before, who hasn't, and then what you do for a living. So I was like,
what's that matter?
Because it's to get to know people. Because to get to know if someone said, oh, I'm from Cork, like was or where they were from to and what they did for a living. So it was like me from Cork working television, and then you kind of get to know someone because you know the way if you're going to an event and you meet someone, and first of all they say, oh, my name's Mary. Initially, the first time you're not going to remember Mary's name, you're going to be like, shit, what the fuck's her name again? Yeah. And then it's embarrassing asking. So then when someone says, oh, like she says it again, you'll remember the name. So I wanted to, because I want people to be comfortable around each other. So they all said it. So it was like, I'm Anne, I'm from Yall, I'm a nurse. I'm Evan, I'm from Cork. And then it was, and then it came to another girl. Oh, this is just before the stretches. I'm Yvonne and I'm a physio. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I'm fecked now with the stretches. Yeah. And then I was like, will I chance it or will I kind of like go with my internal thoughts until I was like, Yvonne, you'll have to do the stretches though, because I don't have a clue. Like, and I said, I'm only going to embarrass myself. She goes, no, you do them well, because I'm a different kind of a physio. She does pelvic floor kind of stuff.
Oh, I need her.
But and I was like, well, you still know more than me. So I was like, come on. So I said, grand arm circles. And they were all doing Jesus Christ. And then I was like, I will do the all cab there now. And she was like, that's actually a hamstring. And I was like, we'll do the
hamstring. You're stretching the calves, but it was a hamstring.
She was like, and I was like, oh, the hamstring. But you know what? Everyone was roaring laughing because it broke the ice. And we were having the crap. But I was like, what are the chances? Me then Googling stretches half an hour beforehand. And then your one next to me, it was a feckin' physio. But we did a lovely little 4K around the park and we all went for a coffee after. And they were all so happy. And I was like, this is my little group.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I was like, lads, I'm going to keep this so consistent. No, I goes, we're going to be here every Saturday. We're going to be changing it up. But I was like, then I won't be around next Saturday because I'm going home for the match. Obviously, don't have a ticket yet, but that was my thing. So, and then I was like, and then there's two Saturdays later as well. I can't be here now because I have a cousin's wedding. So, but then one of the girls is like, that's Saturday a few weeks away. I'll do the club for you.
Oh, fair play to her. Yvonne, the physio.
There's actually another girl, Anne. She's from Yall. She's a nurse. And she's done marathons and stuff before.
That's very handy.
And she actually, because I didn't know how I was going to do it, was because I'm not a very fast runner, but there were some people who were just beginners.
Yeah.
So when they couldn't keep up, in fairness, this lovely woman, Anne, she's mad for the podcast as well. She kind of was like, I'll look after these and I'll go slower with these. And I would run back then because I'd be like, we're going this way, and I'd run back up. And it was so good of her. So she's like, I'll do it the next time. Which that's what I need, because I won't be able to always do it.
Yeah, because there's going to be so many people there all at different levels. Yeah. Some will be faster than any others, like, you know. So and that's good that you have her now as
I'll finish on this now as well. You know, I saw seven there and there were seven of us, and you know, I was like, God, I see so many big, there was other big groups and there was like 100 people there. But and you know, sometimes you see that and you're a bit like, oh God. So it's like us starting out in the podcast. Mm-hmm. But then I saw this saying during the week, you know me for the manifestations and all the affirmations. It was like, in Coca-Cola's first year, they only sold 25 bottles, and I swear to God, screenshot it straight away.
Yeah, I seen that before.
And I was like, that's it now. So I'm delighted with it. I can't wait to go back to it. But
look at Taylor Swift.
That screenshot, she only had
a couple of people.
Yeah, so and you know, it brought people together and people made new friends. And I wanted to be a group where, you know, people, if they're anxious meeting people, we can go to Brenda's running group because they're, you know.
Was there a lot of Irish there?
They're actually all Irish.
Lovely.
I have a few English friends, all right, who miss it, and they say they come. And I want them to be there as well, or Welsh or Scottish or whatever nationality. But I'm delighted.
But you enjoyed it anyway, that's the main thing.
I did after. I was fuming before it. Rage, and why am I doing this?
That's normal.
Oh, rage. And then, of course, I was like, I told my mother, I'm not ringing you till after. I wouldn't talk to anyone on the phone after. I wouldn't talk to you on the phone after. I didn't want anyone coming near me that morning, because that's the way I cope.
I know,
I'm ridiculous that way. But I'm delighted. I'm so happy with myself. And we're looking forward to going again next week and the week after. The next week,
talk about consistency. Sick that week.
Yeah, but anyway.
At least you have your body now from y'all. That's good.
It's great. Yeah, so that's my news from the week. What did you get up to?
What did I get up to? I'm obviously managing myself now.
We spoke about that
last week.
Kris Jenner.
So I had a couple of brands reach out to me, but my first email, Brenda knows this story because I made the biggest fool out of myself ever. So this big brand reached out to me. Big brand.
Huge.
So let's call him John Murphy. johnmurphy@x.com emailed me. Hi, Julie. We're obsessed with your content here. Would love to work with you with this brand. Name the brand. I'm just wondering how much you charge for reels and a set of story. So me anyway was looking at this email and I was like, that's a troll. In my head I was saying, that's a troll after making up a fake email trying to figure out what rates I charge. So I wrote back, hi John. LOL. So I charge €15,000 for an Instagram reel. And if you want my children involved, they both charge €3,000 each. He emailed back, oh wow, that's definitely out of my budget, but thank you so much for emailing me back. So I dropped the kids to Star Camp that morning, and as I was driving there, I was fuming. I was like, how dare these trolls do this to me, knowing now I'm struggling on my own, doing the kids, everything, like, how dare they. So I screenshotted the emails and I sent them to Brenda. I was like, look at this, and she was like, look at what, and I was like, trolls making up email addresses but trying to catch me out and figure out how much my rates are or whatever. She's like, Judy, that looks legit, didn't you?
It was legit. And do you know why? Because, you know, a lot of emails at the very end, they have like that number and it's got all this kind of disclaimer kind of stuff. Yeah. It had all that. And even the @x.com, whatever it was, like that was so real. It couldn't have been anyone else. Someone big in tech or something like that trying to scam you. They couldn't have done that. So when you sent it to me, I was like, and I had to laugh at the LOL thing because you hate the LOL.
I hate LOL.
You hate it.
And I wrote back, hi, John, we call him, LOL, as if saying, like, I'm mad to you. I know you're a troll. You don't work for this brand. And next thing when I got back, oh, wow. I was like, here, your man, this is troll anyways. So then I Googled the brand and I put in PR or marketing or something like that, and I got all the list, but I still couldn't find my friend. But I got the main person, all right? It was a woman. So I emailed her. I was like, hey, Mary, it's Julie Haynes here, aka Twins Me. I had a guy called John Murphy. He claimed to work in your agency. He's after reaching out to me. He wants me to work for this brand. Can you tell me if he's legit or not? She wrote a long email back. She said, Julie, we are all in the office here howling. Yes, he does work for me. Can I ring you? So I'm purple out the stage. I was like, oh my God. So she rang me. She's like, do you really charge €15,000 for an Instagram reel? I'm like, no, I thought you were a troll. She couldn't talk to me. She was laughing so much on the phone. I was like, I thought it was a troll after making up a fake email address, try to scam me, like, and try to figure out how much my rates are so they could like put it everywhere. She couldn't breathe. She was actually laughing so much. So then she got John Murphy fella to ring me and all is good now, but your man just thinks I'm chaotic. I was like, I need therapy. I obviously have trust issues. I need therapy. He was down the floor.
But you know what as well? Your working relationship, them now, is probably even better. It's so good, you haven't even started.
So good, because then he has my WhatsApp. Or WhatsApp now, I know he's on holidays and everything, because he was like, Julie, we all love you here, but we even love you more now. He was like, you are actually away with the feckin' birds. He was like, I work with influencers all over Ireland and the UK and all over the world, all over Europe. He was like, but you. He's like, I never came across anyone like you in my life.
And it's one of the biggest in Ireland.
Yeah, in fairness, no. And like, he's so lovely. And like that, now we have a great relationship now, because but at the start, I was so embarrassed when he rang me.
When you sent it on to me, I was like, oh God. I mean, was this a weekend for managing yourself?
Only a couple of days, about 2 or 3 days. Because I swear to God, I thought it was a troll. I had to make up this email address coming at me, was going to screenshot my email with all the rates, everything, send it everywhere. And me text back, hi John, LOL, with big letters, exclamation mark, It's like, however, I charge €15,000. That is not including stories.
Fiona and Rose are making more money than me in a month then.
Oh, I've said they charge €3,000 each. They'll invoice you €3,000. 2 6-year-olds. I can't. So that was my week. I can't. I will never ever live that down.
How's the rest of it going? How's the rest of the managing going?
Oh, grand. No, it's busy. Like, my God, it's a lot, like, you know, because you're obviously emailing the brands back and forth. Then you obviously have to go away, record the content, edit it then myself, post it, get back onto them, make sure all is okay and stuff. It's grand. I just have to find a bit of routine as well. And the time, like, especially with the kids being off school, I'm struggling.
Yeah, about the getting them into the different camps. You were saying that you find it hard getting the two of them into different camps.
Yeah, so last year I found like they were going into camps together, like camps that would do a bit of arts and crafts, like, but Fionn has no interest in that now. He just wants sport camps. So he'd go off doing the spore camps and I have Erin Rose at home. Then I got her into Star Camp. No, Fiona went to Star Camp, no, it was that week. But then she went to like a dance camp. But then the week she was in dance camp, I had Fiona home at me. So there was never a week that two of them actually went in together, if that makes sense. So yeah, it is. It's hard trying to juggle it all, especially with them being off school and stuff like that. And, you know, we're out and about all the time. So therefore my diet is being affected. Everything. I didn't go to bike or ski since June.
And you were going nearly every morning.
I was going 4 mornings a week flat out, but because they're not in school now, I've nobody to watch them now. I have my brother, but my brother works full time. I have my mom, but like, I don't want to be asking my mom every single morning so I could go and do a bike row ski class. So it's hard. It is hard. But sure, it's kind of an excuse as well. I could always set my alarm for 5 a.m. and go downstairs and put on something on, you know, Jamando or something like that and do a class.
Yeah,
but I'm just so tired.
Well, maybe that's because, do you know what? You're probably just exhausted after the year of it as well.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you're trying to keep the kids entertained then as well all day long, you know, as they're off school and stuff like that. But
well, you're in Dublin now since yesterday and then we've got a photo shoot tomorrow. I know that sounds all glamorous or something, but that's, you keep going. And as well, that's very hard to be eating on the road.
Very hard,
like,
isn't it?
I went into a shop last night and because I'm such a plain eater, I can't be eating those sandwiches or anything from the fridge.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. Yeah. And then I just ate a protein bar. Yeah, I haven't eaten since I ate something small this morning. But I couldn't sack one on about the Junction 14 today. Your one knows you inside there, doesn't she?
Ah, that's abnormal.
That's bad. That's bad. We're stopping on the way down, aren't we?
Oh, she'll see me now again later today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you get again?
I get sombrero.
Sombrero.
I get a burrito bowl. No, I don't get a burrito bowl. What do I get? Is it called a burrito bowl? If it's a burrito. What's it called? A bowl?
Burrito bowl.
A burrito bowl, yeah. A burrito,
burrito
bowl.
Burrito.
Oh, you'd have a nervous breakdown now if you've seen my thing.
I would absolutely be disgusted. I know, I just want the chicken roll and the spicy chicken and the layer up the ketchup.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Stunning with a good can of Coke.
Oh, yeah.
A massive can of Coke and knock it back. I can't stop thinking about the chicken roll since I woke up.
Yeah, you can't. I like a chicken roll with coleslaw.
No, the coleslaw I think is the most disgusting thing ever. And salad, what's that? No, potato salad, filth.
Oh, I won't put potato salad into bread.
No, I know you wouldn't, but like there's these things. I've never tasted coleslaw or potato salad or any of them. I just know I don't like it and my brother's the same.
Oh, God, no, I
there's
like that.
There's a lot of stuff. Actually, when, did I tell you this? When I had a gentleman over at my apartment lately, did I tell you this about the tea?
No, go on.
Oh, yeah, so like he loves tea. And I knew that. I was like, I'm not making him no tea.
Yeah.
So straight out, I was kind of like, come here, I'm not like... Straight up, one of the first. I was like, come here, no, I'm not. Would you think I'd be trying to impress?
Yeah.
Come here, I'm not making you an OT, no. He's like, what? I was like,
even though you know he loves it.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't, I was too nervous because I get very shaky.
Okay, and so.
Because when he came in, right, when he came in, it was the first time he came over to my apartment. When he came in, then, I can't even go back and think about it. But it was kind of like, I was like, you sit down there, no. Because I get shaky, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't stand
so
when I'm shaking.
So what, did you give a glass of water?
No, he says you to sit down there now. And I was like, I was interviewing him.
Oh, you sit down there and sit down and talk
to
him. I
did. And then I was like, you're going to have to tell him you're a bit nervous here. Yeah, yeah. And I had to. I said, I just don't like meeting people, like, you know, like this environment. Like you're coming in here now. And he was just looking at me and I was like, what are you fucking doing? And then I was like, come here now as well. I know you might be looking for tea, but I'm not making you no tea.
Like, ah.
I know.
You had to make your guest a cup of tea.
I gave him a can of Coke.
But I'd handing in the can of Coke, were you shaking?
Because, no, I'd calm down a small bit. I hope he doesn't listen to this. He won't. He says he doesn't anyway. But he'd probably flat out, no, download it. But anyway, but I was like, you sit down there now. And I was kind of interviewing him and I handed him the Coke. And then when he was going away later on, because he had a big long drive to go back.
Yeah.
And then I was like, going, do you want a can of Coke? Just to go home. Oh, I kept him hot. Like two cans of Coke. God only, like, if he had said, do you want to get, will you make something to eat? I'd go off to the shop and get, well, they don't really do chicken rolls over. But yeah, I'd get your croissant man. I imagine me cooking for some fella. I've never done it. I won't be able to do it.
Just nerves.
Nerves, but even the thought of getting the cup and putting the tea bag in. Now, I have Barry's tea over there because my mum and God rest my father, they would come over and they'd bring the Barry's tea and I have them. But like, I hate making people tea. Was that bad about me not making them the tea?
I think I'd like a cup of tea if I called to somebody's house.
But
like,
you know what my thing then, if I called to his place and if he didn't know I didn't like tea and only coffee, I'd drink the tea even though I can't stand it. I'd be like, lovely. I would, yeah. I would. Because the odd time someone has made me tea by accident.
Yeah.
And I'm too embarrassed to say it.
I don't like tea.
Yeah, I don't. And I drink it and I don't like it. Do you know that I was around 2 minutes coming up from the toilet earlier because I was afraid to ask how to get
out. I couldn't find the way out. You couldn't find your way out of the toilet?
In that daddy's place. I was calling it Danny's. Daddy's.
Oh, Daddy's Cafe.
I kind of got lost. And I didn't, I was too embarrassed to go what way is out. And I was staring at my phone pretending I was on the phone.
So, walking around the bar. Or the toilet.
The toilets. I nearly went into the kitchen. Oh, yeah. I was too embarrassed to go.
Where am I?
I was like, you stupid. You only came down here a minute ago. But yeah, I gave him two cans of Coke. Is that really embarrassing?
First drive home.
I gave him one can when he arrived in first when I was interviewing him. And I did say to him, does it look like I'm interviewing you? Yeah. And he was like, yeah.
Did he say yeah?
Oh, yeah, and I kept going. And then I was like telling him all these intrusive thoughts and everything. But he's
it's
still
nerves.
Around. He still watches my shit on Instagram and he keeps coming back. And I mean, if they're watching my stuff on Instagram, they're still coming back. I'm on a winner.
Yeah, I'm
on a winner. But yeah, that just came into my head. But I wouldn't even make you tea.
I know, but you often say that. I can't make tea.
Hands shaking and the kettle would shake. I think it brings you back to when I was in treatment. I couldn't cut my food for like 8 weeks because I was getting the shakes, the withdrawals. Yeah. And then I was always afraid of the kettle.
The kettle.
Boiling,
the boiling water.
And you actually, I was like, I always get this thought of, do you know, the kettle's really hot.
Yeah.
I get this thing about pour it all over someone's hand.
Oh, God.
But you know what I thought I did the other day, actually? I'll finish on this
now. Do you make coffee for yourself at home?
I do, yeah, but only for me. I'm just buying our machine and then other people can come over. Because people are really weird. They're like, I don't like that. There's too much milk. Oh, I don't like this. Like, go off and do it yourself. So
I know.
People are so picky. But it's this for an intrusive thought. So anyway, I go into Barry's boot camp, right? I'm going to take you there now. This is a proper boot camp. No, don't mind your bike, Roski. But I got this thought today. So you do a treadmill and then you do the dumbbells. But I was carrying the dumbbells back over and there were still people lying down. And there was a fella passing and I just wanted to knock the dumbbell on his head. Isn't that mad?
I get it because I used to do a kettlebell class and you know you swing it onto your legs and you swing up. I'm like, I'd love to leave go when I swing it up
at the window.
Yeah. Oh, you got those thoughts. All right, doing those kettlebell classes.
I was dying. Just when he was on the floor and he was doing the chest presses.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted to knock it a big massive 10 into his face. Into his face.
10 kg.
I was like, what are you thinking about that? But anyway, yeah, so that was my week. And as well, just to finish up on my own, it was my dad's three month anniversary this week.
Yeah.
And I'm actually doing okay.
Oh, that's good.
Miss him every day.
I know.
I actually feel like talking about him. And you know, I know about you. Talking about him actually helps me so much.
Yeah.
It's like I have to talk about him every day.
Yeah. No, it's nice. It's, come here, whatever helps you through the days, girl. And I said that ages ago. I was like, you do you, girl. Everyone's grief is different.
It is. And I know that like it's still very new and everything, but it's just every day. It's like every day I have to try and I like sharing it on Instagram too, because he was never shared on my Instagram before, ever. But my mom wasn't either. But I just feel that talking about him helps me so much. And as I said to you, I have a friend over and she said her sister's biggest regret was not to talk about her dad when he passed away, because this is years ago now, because she can't talk about him now. But as you said, look, everyone's different. Some people don't talk at all, but I just feel it helps me an awful lot.
And like, I couldn't go up to the room where my dad passed away
for a very long time.
But I am now. I'm grand now. But Jesus, there was a good couple of months I'd say I would not go into that bedroom. I was just getting PTSD over the bedroom. And see, I watched my dad die.
Yeah, in
so
there.
So it was a bit different.
And he was in palliative care.
Palliative care in this bedroom. So, oh God, that was rotten. So I wouldn't go into that bedroom for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But I am now. But yeah, it's hard going. But as I said, everyone's grief is different. So you do you and all that, you know?
Anyway, back to you again, Chris. Mummager.
Mummager.
Is she a mummager? Mammager.
Mummager.
Mammager or mummager?
I'd be more of a mammager because I'm Cork. We're Cork.
You'd be mammager. Mammager. I would never use the word mam before a mom.
How would you spell mom?
Oh, this is weird now. It's M-O-M, isn't it? And then
no,
M-
but like for yourself, like how do you pronounce mom at home?
I don't call her mom.
Oh, you call her
Nora.
You call her Nora. If you were talking about her.
I might say ma, the mother.
Oh, you said the mother. I said mam.
I say the mother and I say the father.
The mother and father. I said my mum and dad.
Yeah. Would you have gone... Mom!
Mummy!
Mummy, should you call her mummy?
Do I look like somebody that calls my mother mummy? She gave me a backhander.
I think we always Nora and Dano, their first names. Yeah. But I don't know who it is now, but is it... There's someone now, it was a relative of mine, and it's so funny because they're so small and they were calling their mom and dad by their first names. And I was like, oh my God, you're calling them by their first name. But I was at that then. But I get why some people think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, it was always Nora. If I was calling, if I went home now to see even go, mommy, she'd be like, what are you? Are she'd be like, you back on
would
the
you
drink?
Call her mom?
No, ma. Maybe ma. No, not like me ma here now in Dublin. But it would be, I don't know.
Mom. I said, Mom. Mom. Mom, do you mind the kids? Mom, do you mind the kids?
Yeah,
mom,
but then you call Momager, Chris. I'm going to call you Chris from now on.
Do you? Chris.
Go on. Yeah, so I was getting a lot of messages. Were you shadow banned? Actually, this is funny because I was like, did she hide me from her stories?
Oh, yeah, no.
And do you know what I was going to do? Because you did that before. I goes, I've got the dog's account on the go. I've got the running account. So I said, she's not going to remember to block me both of them.
Oh, yeah, I know it. So, you're right for reminding me now.
Well, there might be another one on the go as well. So,
oh, Christ.
Well, there's not. Okay, I've got enough of the dog and the running.
The running. I am. Fucking the thing. So all along, my story views are, Christ, they're hitting 90,000 eyes
that's
on my stories.
Else. What do they say? Even if you're getting a quarter, what do people usually?
A quarter of your following or something like
and
that
you're
on your eyes.
Half.
Yeah, I'm getting 90,000.
And this is the thing. A normal Tuesday, a normal day. This isn't events like that's insane.
Yeah, but sure, look at my page, it's carnage all the time. But yeah, 90,000 eyes for weeks was on my account, and all of a sudden it kind of dropped down to 40,000, which is a huge amount of eyes. But I knew there was something wrong. So I was Googling and I was like, all of a sudden I went from 90,000 right down to 40,000, which is a big drop. So then it came up that I'm obviously shadow banned, but I don't know why I was shadow banned, what I'd done. Or why Instagram would have shadow banned my account. So then I'm after getting so many DMs now the last week saying, Julie, I can't. And it's not even coming up for you. My stories aren't even coming up for you either.
You're hitting me.
You literally have to look for me to watch my stories.
And do you know where does it say that you're shadow banned?
Yeah, no. So then what happened the other day? Miriam texted me, sent me a screenshot, and she's like, oh, I'm after removing a couple of hundred bot followers. So what the fuck is a bot follower? So I WhatsApped her back and I was like, girl, what's a bot following? So she was like, go into your followers and you could see Instagram flagged X amount of followers, and that means that they could be bots, which is like zero following only maybe 3 people or something like that, those accounts. So I went into my night over, I think it was nearly 4,000 accounts that Instagram had flagged. So I didn't even look through them. You could have been in the list, I don't know, and I just said delete all, and I was like, this might help my shadow ban to be removed, but it didn't. I don't think, no, unless it was going to take a couple of days, because this was only maybe 2 days ago that I removed nearly 4,000 following.
And for someone to get a shadow ban, does it mean they've done something wrong?
Maybe, I don't know. It happened to me a couple of times.
It's hard going, especially when you put so much into it.
Now, the only thing is, I will say, and I wonder, is this it? My reels in June and July, we're in July now, my reels in June and July are hitting 2 million.
That's huge.
So, yeah, I done one there in Dublin 2 weeks ago with Christine, actually, and that's 2.2 million at the moment. And then myself and Sean done one, that's hitting 1 million. Myself, my mom done one, it's hitting 1 million. Oh, like, I'd say out of maybe 10 reels I posted in the last 6 weeks, they're all after hitting well over 1 million.
That's brilliant.
Or 2 million, yeah. Which is some amount
that's
of eyes.
That's huge.
Yeah, so I'm grateful for that. At least I have the eyes on the reel. But it's just the stories now I'm going to have to try to fix, and people not being able to see my stories pop up. But surely I come out of Instagram jail there now soon.
Yeah, you've been banged up a few times in there, haven't you?
Oh, I'm telling you,
girls. Did they ever threaten to delete your account?
Yeah. I did so many, I violated so many community guidelines.
And I bet you was something so small.
Stupid now, like saying, I said, I'll kill him, but my brother, like, do you know what we'd say? I'll kill him. Look at him, I'll kill him now. Account fucking nearly deleted. I was like, ah, oh, come on, it's only I'm not going to kill him. Like, it's only, I was saying about my brother.
Of course, yeah.
It was just a matter of, you know, what is that?
And then it's people reporting you then for no reason at all.
Flat out, like, or they'd be like, anytime you go to a hotel,
emailing
the hotel, then why'd you have her there? That looks bad in your brand. Like, girls, you do realize these hotels and these brands and these PR, they follow me a very lot. They know what I'm all about. They see my reels, they see my stories all the time, and they still invited me. So you emailing them, like, why is Twins and Me there? Like, that looks bad for you. They don't care. Like, really, you're literally wasting your time.
They're used to it.
Sure, they're coming down to me. They're like, look at this. Wait till I tell you, Julie. Sure, we're laughing at you.
And you know what? It's probably only the 5 or 6 people.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like, it's never real people. It's always user 123 at yahoo.com or whatever. They'd never sign off Mary Murphy down in Kildare or whatever. A real person, it's always. Sure, they're only laughing.
Well,
like,
if they had the courage of their convictions, they would actually leave their real name. Sure, remember I got one there not so long ago. People were giving up about me. Remember that?
For what? What you do?
They sent it on to Joe. What did you get? Oh, yeah, yeah. And of course, when you see it first, when, I suppose we're so used to you getting in trouble. Yeah. In my family, it would always be me, the one, oh, Brenda's after doing something again or whatever. Yeah. But like then between you and me, it's usually you who is after doing something.
Yeah.
But when I saw it about me, I was in London and there was this couple and they were fighting each other and I was putting on like, you couldn't even see their faces.
You could only see their shoes.
Bear in mind, we were in a public space on the tube and you couldn't even hear them and I was putting EastEnders music on over because it was like they were arguing. And then I was like, she's after walking away from him, and the next one was him running off on her, and she was like, she's running after him, and all this. And I was putting on the kind of dramatic music. And then someone emailed Joe about me identifying them and what a disgrace I was, and everything. You couldn't even see their face.
No.
Like, if that woman walked in here, you wouldn't know her.
Yeah, was I with you when we got there?
And you were like, oh my God.
I was like, delighted.
And I was like, oh, actually, we'll speak about that as well. I was like, look at you, stupid bitch. In my head, I was kind of like, whenever you get anything like that, I'm so supportive, and you were loving it because it was me.
I was like, for once, it's not me in trouble. I was like, how does it feel?
And you were then like, I was kind of like, yeah, no, even yesterday, that's another example of that. So I was very late for my flight yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I got stuck on the Piccadilly line on the way to Heathrow, though I did leave early. Not joking you, in the back of Uber at 4:02, not even at the airport, and my gate was closed at 4:20. No, we're not coming into Kerry Airport here. No, we're going into one of the biggest airports in the world. Text Julie anyway, telling her I'm definitely not going to make it. And then I sent her on a picture of me at a bus stuck trying to get an Uber, and she's like, oh, what did you say? You were a load of laughing emojis. I can't cope. And I saw it, and I was absolutely raging.
So then she texts back, it's not funny. I was like,
to be honest.
Oh, yeah, to be honest, this is not funny. No, bear in mind now, I see your WhatsApps coming through. I'm on the phone to the producers of Ireland AM telling them all is fine. Brenda's on her way back. I was holding the fort back here. I was stressed as well, you know. This is not funny. I'm like, girl, you've no idea. I'm sweating buckets here as well on the phone to Ireland AM telling them all is fine. Brenda's on her way. Yeah. We're best friends. Like, we're no bother. We can't wait for tomorrow. Meantime, I get a load of abuse.
Well, then I said to myself, I was like, do you know what? She can fuck off now and do the shit to Ireland AM herself. I said, that's it. Because the next flight was costing me £300.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I would have gotten over, but like, I was like, £300. I'm sorry now.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing, but I was like, she can go in now and do it herself. She won't be so smart. But imagine the head on me then over. I was in London this morning.
I wouldn't have done that by myself.
Imagine if you did. Can't get Ireland AM over, but by God then, because it's you just couldn't get it over. I'd probably fly home just to watch it, not tell you I was at home, fly home through Kerry, fly back again just to watch it. But yeah, but that's a laugh. And one final thing, actually, before I finish up, we're chatting about Instagram and all that. I got the loveliest message ever this morning, right? And I just want, it's just in relation to recovery. Oh my God, right? So this guy, we're speaking of Ireland AM. Hi, Brenda. I seen you on Ireland AM this morning. You helped me in Albufeira a few years back after I collapsed from drinking and taking coke. I just want to say thank you to you and Deirdre. I'm in recovery now myself and I'm clean and sober nearly 2 years. Isn't that amazing?
So nice.
And that was the holiday people. Remember the Albufeira one? Where I was absolutely mad as a hat, like Continente and all that. Like, that was me being absolutely sober. I got that after being on, and I swear I'm so humbled by it.
You're buzzing ever since.
I am. What a lovely message to get.
Well deserved. That was beautiful.
Oh, so nice. So good things come from Instagram, good things come from Ireland AM.
Yeah, I know.
And good things come from the podcast, and good things are coming to you for your quiz.
Okay.
That was a good link, wasn't it?
I was like, where is she going with this? That's a good link.
The spelling for this week. Okay, so we're on to our, are you smarter than your six-year-olds? You know the concept by now. Julie's twins are six, but Erin Rose and Fionn, they're not here today. They were climbing the walls the last podcast in the studio.
Oh, Christ, will I ever forget that?
They made an appearance on it as well. So, yeah, let's just see if Julie is smarter than her six-year-olds. So the first one is a spelling.
Okay.
So I want you to spell, it's a town in Cork. You'll know what I'm on about here. You passed through it the other day. There was a horse fair there.
Buttevant.
Yeah, spell Buttevant.
Buttevent.
No.
Buttevent.
No.
It's not butter anyways, because I made that mistake.
You said Buttevant, didn't you?
I said Buttevant. And did then you? So many DMs, Julie, I live in Buttevant. It's not butter. Because I was saying Buttevant. I'm down here at Buttevant.
But you'd such a serious head in the stories. I'm going to have to go all the way around. No, because there's a horse fair and it was like Buttevant and you were deadly serious. I was like, and people sent it on to me, of course. I was like, I know. I was like, I know Jane. I know John. I know Mary. I know
Anne. Apparently, I did one of my reel as well and you got tagged loads of times in it.
Oh, I can't remember
I said, I'm sitting down in the cough instead of sitting down on the couch. Am I real?
And the cough.
I said, I'm sitting down in the cough.
That is so good. I sit down in the cough.
We're sitting down here in the cough.
And those reels get like 2 million hits.
And I'm sitting down in the cough.
Oh, it's my God.
That's how I said. Look, it's got a couch.
You're not going to get it.
Go on.
You're not going to get it. It's Butt Event. B-U-T-T-E-B-A-N-T.
I was very close there.
Do you know, that's still not it.
One letter on. Go on.
That's still... Look, England were very close to winning the Euros, but they didn't. Speaking of sports, where were the Euros on this year? You'll know because I was talking about the Euros a lot too, because I know, kill me now, I was supporting England. I wanted them to win. Where were they at? What country?
Spain.
No.
Portugal.
No. No, you only get one guess now.
Okay, where was I?
Germany. This is a riddle. What has an eye but cannot see?
Penis. What has an eye but cannot
explain the analogy of that for me.
Does that have an eye?
You've had some very penis, weird penises. Hold on now. Give me
Where the wee's come out. Is that called the eye or the penis?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what it is. What do you think I am? A penisologist or something? What
you
is an eye?
The eye or the penis?
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is.
What has an eye but can't see? A letter. The letter I? Is that?
The riddles always get me. A needle.
Right.
So we're going down to Junction 14.
Yeah.
Soon. What's the main road down to Cork that you take every time you come to Dublin?
The Nace Road.
No, the main motorway road.
M50.
No, the M8.
Oh, the M8. Okay.
So that is 0 to 4. I don't think you've ever gotten 0 to 4. You'll have to get it this time now, right? So the Olympics are happening in... This isn't part of the question, but I'm wondering, do you know where the Olympics are happening this year?
No.
Right, Paris. They're going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. You'll get some laugh because actually I'm going to wait for you to see it on Saturday. Something to do with the Olympics. I'm going to tag you loads in it. But where was the last Olympics held? And we have we'd Gary O'Donovan and that lovely other guy, the rower. They got
they were climbing guilty
gold. Yeah, I think they got gold. Where was it on?
Was that England? No.
No, that was 2012.
So after England, then they went to France.
No, then France this year.
That was the question.
No. Where are they being? Oh, no, the last. Where were the last Olympics held? Because this Paris is too obvious.
Oh, with the...
Last year. They were actually held a year later because of COVID.
Spain.
No.
Portugal.
No. You're obsessed with Spain and Portugal.
Italy.
No.
What does it begin with?
Tea.
Thailand.
No.
T. Is it a country?
City.
In what country?
I'm not saying. It's too obvious. T. One more.
Tipperary. I don't know.
Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that is 0 out of 5. The needle. Woo! Well done. I nearly give you a point for what you said about the penis. An eye
because
in a penis.
It's a needle in a haystack.
What? Like, how could you get an eye of a penis?
Is that?
I think it's probably Google it there now. Check what it is. And there's not only wee that comes out of there.
Oh, yuck!
Definitely, that is absolutely brilliant.
Did you not talk about penises? Did you watch The Man with the 1,000 Kids?
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. I must watch it. You'd be up to all sorts of watching stuff. I'm actually there going, she'd be about so busy. I'd be there thinking, she'd be so busy, but she's watching Netflix nonstop. You'd be sending me stuff and like you're in the midst of a conversation in your own head about this stuff and you're like, you take for granted I've seen all this stuff. So that is over and out for us. How did you get on at that side of the room?
A grand.
See, it's all in your head.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in and you see me sitting down comfortable and you're like going, that's my seat, I'm sitting there.
Why was I so late? There. Normally I'm first in. I'd go to toilet.
We know what happened there. Right, so until next week and our show, on September 6th, the Cork Opera House. You can get tickets to see us live. And we have a special guest. We'll announce her actually in the next podcast.
Yeah,
she's definitely an absolute feckin' hoot. So for me, Brenda D.
And me, Julie H.
Bye. Bye.